store is open for business again.
No, it isn't. Oh, we're doing our show live today. That's right. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. And I'm here with Harry, and some of you might be saying, all right, wait a second, Johnny, a ventriloquist on the radio? I don't think so. Johnny, a ventriloquist on the radio? I don't think so. Well, how do people know that your lips aren't moving when I talk? Well, we work on the honor system here on Knock on Wood, and you're just going to have to trust me.
Oh, you're right, sure.
Well, this is Harry, my dummy, and generally what we do is we play a lot of records, and we have guests, and we do a lot of comedy skits, because today's a live show, and because on WGXC today, it's Local Musicians Week, I thought what I would do is play some past shows, some segments from some guests that I've had who are local musicians, local artists. We have John Sebastian and Peter Schickley. They come from Woodstock. Daniel Pinkwater, he's a little far south, but he's down in Hyde Park. I guess that sort of is in the area. And Jay Unger and Molly Mason, who also live in Shokan. They're very well known, and we're doing a song together there, too. And I'm hoping that people are going to pledge. This is the time. If you listen to this show on a regular basis, it might be a good time to pledge. This is Pledge Week, kind of. Right, Tom? We're sort of taking it easy, kind of cool, soft sell. But if you do want to support the station, this is the time to do it in the next half hour and show your support of Knock on Wood. So we're going to start off with an interview that I did with John Sebastian. Me and Harry are singing. Now, John Sebastian, in case you've been stuck in a closet or maybe you're just really young, John Sebastian was a very well-known and still is very well-known musician. He had a band called Love and Spoonful. He played at the Woodstock Festival. He had a great, great solo career. He's had the Jug Band for many years. Some great albums, just great albums. I love John. He's wonderful, gentle soul, sweet, nice guy. And he's a wonderful harp player. I love to listen to him play the harmonica. He's just great. And he's talking a little bit about it here and talking about his father, who is very well-known harp player also, harmonica player. And we're listening to this right now. Harry's singing a song that used to be called Wine, Wine, Wine. He changed the words to become Soda, Soda, Soda. So that's what we're going to hear now. John Sebastian, me, and Harry on a past Knock on Wood.
Well, hi, gang. Joining me in the studio is John Sebastian.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, John, what a pleasure to have you here. And you brought your harmonica. Now, let me tell for some of the kiddies who don't know who
yes.
you are.
Well,
I think all the adults know who you are, right?
Sure. Wait a minute. You know what? I'll tell the kiddies something about what I've got here.
Okay.
I brought a harmonica along with me today. Mm-hmm. And it's an instrument that my dad used to play. And he used to give me sort of the toy harmonicas, and so I always played them. And as a matter of fact, I ended up writing a little story about it. And the people that listen to your program might be interested sometime to hear JB's harmonica. It's a book about a young urban bear who plays the harmonica. Actually, he learns. Yes.
That's great.
This instrument has sort of become my longtime pal. You know, I carry it around with me, and we could play something together.
I would love
Steve,
to.
You know,
yeah. And Harry, you going to join us?
Sure, Steve. You've been quiet through this whole thing. Well, I'm just awed that John Sebastian's here.
Now, let me ask you a question before we start. Your father was a very well-known harmonica player, wasn't he? Was he the John Sebastian that we hear about?
Yes, indeed. Uh-huh. Yes, wonderful classical harmonica player. Had Villa Lobos write for him, and Cherubnin, lots of wonderful writers wrote for him.
Did he play a chromatic harmonica?
And he did. He played the big one with the button on it.
Yeah, yeah, you get the sharps and flats and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, he once tried to learn how to play that one.
That's a hard one. Yeah, I don't play that one. I play just the little one with the normal sort of...
But you do a real good job. Everyone knows you because of your harp playing. Okay, ready? You ready, Harry?
I'm ready, Steve. You got the guitar, and John has the harmonica, and we're going to play Soda, Soda, Soda.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Down in Hudson Valley, everything's hot. All of them kids love soda pop. Drinking that stuff is their delight. When they drink sugar, start singing all night. Drinking soda, sporty yoda, drinking soda pop, pop. Pass that can of me. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Soda, 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 Coca-Cola. Soda, 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 I see. Soda, 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 Dr. Pepper. Soda, 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 Pepsi. Soda, 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 oh boy, pass that can of me. Sucking those cans is their delight. When they get sugar, start feeling all right. Knocking down windows and tearing down doors. Drinking six packs and calling for more. Drinking soda, sporty, yoda, drinking soda, pop, pop. Pass that can to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy. Soda, 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 Coca-Cola. Soda, 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 Aussie. Soda, 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 Dr. Pepper. Soda, 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 Pepsi. Soda, 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 oh boy. Pass that can to me. If you want to get along in this here town, buy some soda and pass it all around. Everyone will love you, yeah, they'll love you a lot, cause all them kids love soda pop. Drinking soda, spoonie, yoda, drinking soda pop, pop. Pass that can to me. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Soda, 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 Coca-Cola. Soda, 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 yeah. Soda, 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 7-Up. Soda, 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 Mountain Dew. Soda, 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 oh boy, pass that can to me. You got a dime, I got a quarter. Let's get together and buy some soda. Some buys a liter and some buys a quart. Buy a six pack where you're doing things smart. Drinking soda, sporty, yoda, drinking soda, pop, pop. Pass that can to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy. Soda, 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 Aussie. Soda, 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 Dr. Pepper. Soda, 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 Pepsi. Soda, 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 oh boy, pass that can to me.
Beautiful harmonica playing, John.
You know, I never realized that Harry had such an inclination towards the blues.
Oh, yeah, I'm a blues man from way back.
Blues man?
Well, blues dummy from way back. I've had the blues.
Yes, he's suffered enough. It's hard sitting in that trunk for day after day, week after week, month after
month.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot. John Sebastian joining us here on Knock on Wood, playing some mean blues harp.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
All right. That was, as you know, John Sebastian. Tom Rowe is here, and he was remembering that he also wrote back Welcome Back, Cotter, from the old TV show. He wrote the theme song, Welcome Back. I love that song. And Do You Believe in Magic? Hot Town, Summer in the City, Back of My Neck and Dirty and Gritty. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Harry's here.
Yes, I am here.
What do you want to do before we play the next guest that was on this show? Local musicians is what the GXE is about today. Local musicians from the area. So I'm playing old interviews that have from past shows.
I don't know, Steve. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Want to work in a tongue twister?
I'm good at tongue twisters.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you repeat after me?
Yeah.
Say, Sally's seen six sunny states and soon we'll see six more. God said that.
Huh?
All right, let's take it slowly.
All right.
Say, Sally seen.
Sour cream.
No, no. Sally seen.
Submarine.
No, no. Sally seen.
Sally's mean.
Say, Sally.
Silly.
That's silly. Silly Sally. Say, Sally.
Silly Sally. Who's silly Sally?
Just say Sally.
Sally.
Sally seen. Sally's seen, good, Sally's seen six sunny states. Sally's seen six sirloin steaks. No, six sunny states, six slimy snakes. Six sunny states, that's how it goes. Cigars up your nose. We just say six sunny states.
Six sunny states.
And soon we'll see six more.
And lunacy galore.
No, soon we'll see.
We'll see, where's we'll see? We'll see, come here, where are you?
Will you get over here? Six more, that's how it goes.
Cigars up your nose.
Just say six more.
Six more,
good. Now say the whole thing at once. Sally's seen six sunny states, and soon we'll see six more.
Shall we see six silly saints who get seasick no more?
Man, you are impossible.
Well, thank you, Steve.
This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. We're going to be listening to another guest now. He comes from Woodstock, Peter Schickley. Many of you may have know him from PDQ Bach. He's just a really funny guy. He's won a lot of Grammys. He was a guest. He's been a guest on my show many times. And he's singing a song on my piano. Man, this was a funky piano, kind of out of tune, but it sort of fits the song called Fat Cats. And we're listening to it right now, right here on Knock on Wood, Peter Schickley.
Fat cats are few and far between, you know they are. They come from Zanzibar where the grass is green. Say what you will about them, they are very stout. You cannot live without them, fat cats, I mean. Tiger's a friendly cat, she wears a bowler hat. She's nowhere near as fat as some cats I know. Don't be afraid of her, admittedly. Ferocious fur, wait till you hear her purring sweet and low. Pudding is butterscotch, he is the toppest notch kitty you'll ever watch her coming down the hall. And Small is as usual looking for trouble. Now that her belly's full, she really ain't so small. Small was mean. Fat cats are few and far between, you know they are. They come from Zanzibar where the grass is green. Say what you will about them, they are very stout. You cannot live without them, fat cats, I mean.
Oh man, the piano got so excited it did a dance.
Fantastic. Peter Schickley, that's a great song. Boy, did you ever think of making a living composing music?
Well, gosh, that's an idea, Steve.
Gee, wow. Why didn't I think of that? Do you have an opportunity to play these songs in your concerts and things?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do a song program. I work with another singer named David Dusing because I'm an old Everly Brothers fan. I love harmonizing.
Mm.
And so I do a program of my songs, and I usually include Fat Cats or Few and Far. Then some of the songs are just solo songs like that, and some of them we sing two-part stuff on.
That's great. Peter, will you come back again and maybe sing another song for us?
I certainly shall.
That was a great song. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. I'm here with Harry.
Yes.
Did I say earlier? I think I said earlier that Peter Schickley won a lot of Emmys. Maybe. If I did, I apologize. He won many Grammys. Big difference. And he's a local musician, and that's what we're doing today. We're highlighting some local musicians who've been on my show over the years. We're on every Friday at 3:30 and Sundays at 8:30 in the morning. And I love this station because you can archive the shows. My shows are archived. You can go to gxc.org and just type in Knock on Wood in the archives bar. And when the search bar comes up, and all my past shows are there, so we got a lot of them now. I got like 20 or 21 since the station has started. And if you want to show your support, man, you got to pledge, right? Nothing's free. It costs a lot of money to run this station. Everybody's doing a great job. There's so many volunteers.
I'm one of them.
And chip in a little money. You know, about $5, $10, $25, $100, $1,000. $2,000. All right, we get the point. Our next one, I love this. I love this song, and I love these guys, Jay Unger and Molly Mason. They were on Prairie Home Companion for many years. Molly started on Prairie Home before he even went national. That's how far back she goes. She's from Minnesota, and they have had. Jay wrote that Civil War theme. The remember the Civil War on PBS? that wonderful theme. He wrote that. This is big claim to fame, but he's been around for years. One of the best fiddle players I've ever met. And here's a song that we did together. Maggie Dear. It's an old song. We're having a lot of fun with it. Maggie Dear, Jay Unger and Molly Mason, when they were guests on Knock on Wood.
Maggie Dear just won't go out alone. It seems that she must have a chaperone. When we go out, no matter where we're bound, there's always somebody around. She brings her father,
her mother,
her sister,
and her brother.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone.
She brings her uncle,
her cousin.
She's got 'em by the dozen.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone. And if I phone her and say to her, sweet, where should we meet? Supposing that we eat,
she brings her father,
her mother,
her sister,
and her brother.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone. I bought a roadster, two-seated. I even had it heated so that I could see Maggie alone. While we were riding and kissing, the engine started missing, and we were a long ways from home. I got right out as fast as I could. I found what was wrong. For when I raised the hood, there was her father,
her mother,
her sister,
and her brother.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone. One day she said she was wishing that I would take her fishing. Oh, I knew that I'd see Maggie alone. In a canoe then, we two then went gliding o'er the water, far from the noise of her home. I threw the line in, I thought I'd catch a trout. I got a bite and I pulled the line right out. There was her father,
her mother,
her sister,
and her brother.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone.
She brings her uncle,
her cousin.
She's got him by the dozen.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone. One night while we were out walking, and she grew tired of talking, she invited me up to her home. I turned the lights down, they were too bright. Oh, oh, what a night. But when I turned on the light, there was her father,
her mother,
her sister,
and her brother.
I never see Maggie alone.
She brings her uncle,
her cousin.
He's got 'em by the dozen.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone. I never see Maggie alone.
Hello there. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney, and I'm sitting here with Harry. Hello, everybody. It's kind of a kid's show. Masquerades is a kid's show. It's really for the family. That's what I think. And we are highlighting local musicians that have been on my show in the past. And you can actually go to old shows of mine, wgxc.org, hit the archive button, and there's a whole bunch out there. You can download them and stream them and do the whole thing. And we heard Jay Unger and Molly Mason just now, very well-known and popular, excellent musicians who are in the area. They live in the Shokan area. They come down to Woodstock a lot. And the next highlight is this guy I love, Daniel Pinkwater. We go back for years. We've been friends for like 100 years. And he is a very well-known children's writer. A lot of people know him as a commentator on NPR. But he is also known as a children's writer, which he did before all of that. And this is he and I reading a book of his called Ducks. And I just love this story. He just has a way with stories that I just love. So let's listen to it now.
This is called Ducks, and I wrote it.
And it's put out by Little Brown.
Is it?
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, it
See
is.
That? Learn something every day.
Boy. All right. Ready to go. This is called Ducks. It's put up by Little Brown.
Yeah.
Like you said.
And
okay.
I'm going to help.
Okay, please help. Across the street from the school is a candy store called Mel's. You can get comic books, notebooks, pencils, rulers, and all sorts of candy. Mel has the sort of candy you can buy for 1 cent. Some things are 2 for 1 cent. Your money goes a long way at Mel's. Once, I went to Mel's with 17 cents. I bought wax lips, caramel swirls, candy bananas, jelly beans, and I still had 7 cents left. Then, I noticed a duck behind the counter. It was a really beautiful duck. It was also a really big duck. It was bigger than any duck I had ever seen. It was between 3 and 4 feet tall. I liked that duck. I liked its shining feathers and its bright green head. Is that duck for sale? I asked Mel.
Sure,
Mel said.
That duck is for sale if you have 7 cents.
I gave Mel 7 cents. Mel handed me the duck. It was heavy. It wasn't until he handed me the duck that I realized for sure that the duck was alive. Up until that moment, I had not known if it was a real duck or a fake duck. The duck hadn't moved. When I held the duck, I knew it was alive. It was warm and feathery and smelled like a living thing. It still didn't move, but I could feel its heart beating. I carried the duck outside and stood in the street, holding it.
Put me down on the pavement,
the duck said. It spoke without moving its beak. I put the duck down on the pavement.
I am an angel,
the duck said.
You did a good thing when you brought me from the man in the candy store. Now, if you give me my freedom, I will grant you one wish.
Any wish, I asked?
No,
the duck said.
I will tell you what to wish for.
I've heard stories like this, I said.
No, you haven't,
the duck said.
Now, do you want to give me my freedom and have a wish granted? Or not?
Sure, I'll do it, I said.
Good,
said the duck.
Say that you give me my freedom.
I give you your freedom, I said.
Now, ask me to give you a beautiful chariot with a really nice paint job and semi-precious stones all over it.
That's what I get, a chariot?
It's a nice one, you'll like it. Now ask for it.
All right, give me a chariot, I said. Then the sky seemed to open up, and I heard singing, and there was a beam of light coming down from the clouds. The duck rose up along the beam of light and was gone. Then some other ducks appeared. They were pushing a big fancy chariot. They pushed the chariot down the beam of light and rolled it right up to me. There was some more singing, and the ducks disappeared, and I was left standing in the street with this big chariot. It was a nice one, and it did have a nice paint job, and there were semi-precious stones all over it. I pushed the thing home. It was a lot of trouble, especially getting it over curbs. When I finally got it home, I was really tired. I put it in the driveway and went into the house. My mother had been watching through the window.
Now, where did you get that chariot?
She asked. A duck gave it to me. The duck said it was an angel.
Ducks usually lie,
my mother said.
I don't think ducks can be angels.
It said it was an angel, I said. I don't know anything about it. It gave me the chariot, my mother said.
Doesn't a horse go with it? Usually a horse goes with something like that.
I didn't ask for a horse, I said. I just asked for a chariot.
Well, why did you ask for a chariot in the first place?
The duck said that was what I should ask for.
We'll see what your father says about this.
When my father came home, my mother said,
Lance, Scott here bought a duck in the candy store.
What sort of duck was it?
My father asked.
Was it a baby duck?
I didn't see it,
my mother said.
But Scott tells me it was a very large duck, between 3 and 4 feet tall, and he paid 7 cents for it.
Well, he has the right to spend his money any way he likes,
my father said.
The duck claimed to be an angel,
my mother said.
I don't think ducks can be angels,
my father said.
Besides, ducks usually lie, don't they?
That's what I told Scott,
my mother said.
Anyway, the duck offered to grant a wish if Scott gave him his freedom, and, well, Scott asked for that chariot in the driveway.
I was wondering about that,
my father said.
Well, that's the chariot the duck gave him,
my mother said.
Didn't a horse come with it?
Scott didn't ask for a horse. He just asked for the chariot. The duck told him to ask for it.
Oh,
my father said. That night, I went out into the driveway and stood in the chariot. All of a sudden, there was a really big duck attached to it, the way a horse would be. This duck was even bigger than the first duck. It was silvery white. The duck flew up into the air, pulling the chariot after it. I had to hang on for dear life. We flew to a place where everything was fleecy clouds. There were a lot of ducks standing around. I recognized the duck I had met earlier that day, the one who had given me the chariot. What place is this? I asked the duck.
This is heaven,
the duck said. Does that mean I'm dead? I asked.
Certainly,
the duck said. But I don't feel dead.
How do you know?
The duck asked. I don't think I'm dead, I said. Besides, everybody here is a duck except me.
We're not ducks. We're angels,
the duck said.
And you're one, too.
An angel?
Yes.
Then how come I don't look like a duck?
You look like a duck to me,
said the duck. I heard the ducks usually lie, I said.
Who told you that?
The duck asked. My mother and father.
And you believe them?
Yes.
Mothers and fathers usually lie.
Mine don't.
I bet you want to go home,
the duck said. I do. I want to go home.
Well, if we let you go home and you don't have to be dead anymore, can we have the chariot back?
Fine. You can have the chariot if I can go home.
Fred!
The duck said to a silvery white duck.
Take him home and bring back the chariot.
Fred took me home. I told my mother all about it. The next day my father asked,
What happened to the chariot?
Scott gave it back to the Ducklands,
my mother said.
It's just as well,
my father said.
Those things are no good without a horse.
That was fun. Ducks, read and written by Daniel Pinkwater here on Knock on Wood.
With excellent help.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, it's Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. That was Daniel Pinkwater, myself, doing one of his children's stories, Ducks. And we're going to move right into the next one. Grian McGregor is also a wonderful puppeteer, and she was a guest on the show, and she's doing a song by Peter Berryman called Hard Work and Perseverance. I love this song. It is so clever. Listen carefully to the words. And she brought in all of her puppets. Let's listen to it.
Well, so Grian, you brought in your puppets.
It's really crowded.
I know, it is. Really. We really should. So Harry and the Ivy Vine Theater has been working on a song, right?
It's a song by Peter and Lou Berryman.
Hey, stop poking
me. If you want to hear about the folk process, let me tell you about this song. This is a song that was based on a joke that Pete Seeger says he stole from Carl Sandburg. You know Carl Sandburg?
Yeah,
the writer of the Rutabaga Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I learned it from Peter.
You're a thief now!
Now I'm teaching it to you, and you can teach it to all your listeners.
Okay. Whoa, that is the folk process, isn't it? Okay, and it's called Hard Work and Perseverance. Am I correct? That's right, mm-hmm. Steve. We're all excited, and I wish these puppets would calm down a little bit. They're a little rambunctious.
Stop hitting the microphone.
Oh, coming
Let's
from
do
you,
it.
Huh?
Don't hit the mic!
Okay, let me pick up the guitar. You don't mind if I play guitar with you?
No, it'd be great.
Okay, good.
I mind, you idiot!
Let's do it.
With a splat, was blown into the Shangri-La of one decaying cat. Subsequently, they both hatched as maggots, Dick and Doug. And Dick upon the cat became a fat and healthy bug. But Doug, he starved and languished on the asphalt where he fell. One day they met, and Doug said, Dick, how do you look so well?
Hard work and perseverance, grim determination of the soul.
Here we go. A couple yellow pencils tumbled off a pencil truck. One careened across the berm, kerplopped into the muck. Subsequently rescued by a hobo and his troop. He was used to alternately scratch and stir the soup. The other pencil plopped into the royal limousine and plunked into the slot that was the cleavage of the queen. His years were spent in splendor, gazing out across the moat. One day he spied his tattered friend and penciled him a note.
Hard work and perseverance, the grim determination of the soul. I'd say from your appearance, you could use a little self-control.
The microphone, thank you. A couple grapes were lounging separated from the bunch. A grackle grabbed them both, but then she sneezed and dropped her lunch. One fell down the chimney of a winery below and dropped into the mash that was to be a fine Bordeaux. The other grape had landed on a raisin drying rack, destined for a Danish in a bar in Pont de Lac. By a fluke they ended up upon the same buffet. The raisin said, how did you get so fancy, see you play?
Hard work and perseverance, grim determination of the soul. I'd say from your appearance, you could use a little self-control.
One more time.
Hard work and perseverance, grim determination of the soul. Say from your appearance, you could use a little self-control.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
That was
excellent job, everyone. Oh, boy, that was fun, Steve.
Come on, Harry, let's go down. We'll have a sandwich in the
bar. Oh, boy, sounds like a good idea. Green McGregor, thanks an awful lot for coming on the show and helping me sing that song with all my puppets.
Steve. Bye, Harry.